Listen up, babies. Life's not fair. You get no say in the world you're born into. You don't decide your name. You don't decide where you come from. You don't decide if you have a place to call home, or if your whole family has to leave the country. Yeah, it's messed up. You don't decide how the world judges a person like you. You don't decide how your story begins, but you do get to decide how it ends.
That darkness alone.
Yeah.
That's my darkness. That's why I laugh at these motherfuckers. Think they know me? They think you know me coming to my dungeon. It's a lonely dungeon because you're going to do this again every day. Training this hard by yourself.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
What is it you said to the kid? It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. Get up.
Let's go, get up!
If you're gonna do it, you'll have to do it alone. You don't think I got the guts to do it alone? Okay, I'll show you who's wearing the pants.
Nobody cares about you is something that was never made clear to me. And I mean that in the most positive, optimistic, inspiring, motivating way. You think that everybody's paying attention. And because of that, it kind of controls how you think. And the reality is nobody gives a shit. Nobody has time for you.
I don't care about being solitary. I don't care about being on my own. I don't care about taking risks because for a very long time, I was, in any case, on my own.
I found myself in a place that I just never envisioned I would be. I would wake up every morning just pinned to the bed with anxiety. And I became somebody that I barely recognized. The thing that's interesting about being stuck in life is that the fact is, you know what you need to do. That's the easy part. It's the how. How the f*** do you make yourself do what you need to do? When you are scared or overwhelmed or anxious or hopeless or depressed or any of the stuff that happens to you as a human. That's the $100 million question.
So after that fight when I lost and I'm looking at all these people and they're all celebrating my demise and saying I'm done and this and it certainly lit a fire under my belly. Every single person dealt with me. Every single fighter dealt with me. Doubt me now.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
If you choose this path, you do it alone.
Look, nobody owes nobody nothing. You owe yourself.
No one's coming back to help me. So it starts with that person in that mirror. You have to realize you are on your own now. And whatever else you believe in, I don't care what you believe in, but on earth, it's a very lonely journey.
The bar for excellence has never been so low. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. If it's hard for you, it's hard for everyone. And most people avoid hard things, which is why you can beat most people by just trying.
That's lonely, man. Just like being this only car out in the parking lot. But if you're cool with that, man, if you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got is the man right there in the shadow, man. How you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man. Cool, cool. It's kind of weird having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I'll tell you, man, the world is your playground. You will rewrite the book on it all. Time to go home and get some sleep. And the sleep I get, by the way, I've earned. I'll be dead asleep in no time.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. And I think the first thing you have to do, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to get ourselves to the point where we don't necessarily need a companion. We don't want to be left alone by ourselves with ourselves. So we come in and we sit down and we get on our phone or we turn on the TV or we go wherever, we do whatever, because we don't want to face the reality of being by ourselves with ourselves. Start making yourself a companion that you're comfortable with and become comfortable in your own skin.
You're not having a bad year. You've had a few bad days that you're thinking about for the rest of the year. I've found it helpful when I'm in a bad season, like I'm in right now, to just focus on having a good day. A good day in a bad season is a bite-sized victory. String a few of those in a row, and a bad season feels less hard. I'm pretty sure the difference between a happy life and an unhappy one doesn't come down to how many good or bad days you have, but which days you think about over and over again. In some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
I just have bad news for everybody. Nobody cares that you don't have time to practice. Nobody cares that you didn't grow up with money. Nobody cares that you came from a bad neighborhood. Nobody cares about your problems.
No one is gonna save you. We can't do this for you. This journey predominantly must come from you.
It's not what other people think, it's your life. But if it's your life, you gotta be willing to pay the price.
I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
You have to take your own responsibility. No one's going to save you. You have to do it.
Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Fucking nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this. Right now, I'm saying, like, there's a confidence to it, man. There's a bad motherfucker. It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
I think about the gap from where people are in a place that they don't want to be until they get to a place that they do. And I think of it like a lonely chapter. Everybody that has got from a place where they don't want to be to one where they are, there's a point where they're so different that they can't resonate with their old set of friends, but they're not yet sufficiently developed that they've created their new set of friends. And there's this temptation to go back to the old patterns, the old ways of thinking. If you want to go from where you are to where you want to be, you're going to have to do something that makes you more different, more weird, more easy to be mocked. There is no support around you. And there is this temptation to go back to your old ways of thinking. Go back to the road that you already know how it's going to end.
Spending time alone is the only place where you get to have these conversations. And most of us are spending time away from being alone because we're scared of having these conversations. We struggle so much with the idea of being present in our own minds and bodies and hearts that we distract ourselves. So really the habit is being present with myself, with my thoughts, and working through when I'm happy with myself and when I think I could have done better.
I don't respect a whole bunch of people, but the few that I did respect are the people who were uncommon amongst uncommon people. And what that means is those people who weren't afraid to stand alone.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man. That's right here, you know, that it's getting ahead of the competition. There's an overwhelming sense of fulfillment and pride and satisfaction with that.
If you're going through that right now, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way.
We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
It starts with the accountability mirror of looking at saying, hey, my daddy beat the hell out of me, he's not coming back. All these things are coming back. I have to face myself. And you have to own all those things that people may have done to you. Now it's yours. You got to own it. And it's yours now to fix the problems that people did to you. It makes no sense. It's not fair. I get it. But if you live in that woe is me mentality of guess what? My dad did this to me. My mom just did it to me. People who bully did this to me. You're going to always live right there.
You know, if you're going to create anything of value in this life, you're going to, even if it's with other people, you're going to have to be willing to be on your own for a bit, to forage on your own, to take walks alone.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who won't leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parrot yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
You got to learn to pick yourself up on your own. A lot of times these fights and these battles, you got to be your own coach. You got to be your own motivator.
Sometimes it's the very people who no one imagines anything of who do the things that no one can imagine.
It seems like my version of personal development requires me to fall into a hole or dig one, and then I realize nobody's coming to rescue me, and if I want to get out of the hole, I'm going to need to build a freaking ladder.
Everything about it is accountability. Everything about it is self-discipline. Everything about it is no one's going to save you. No one's going to come out of the woods and say, hey, I got your back, man. I want to take you from all this shit.
Taking responsibility for that, recognizing nobody's coming to save you.
If I disappear, like, who cares? Nobody cares, man. Seriously. Yo, and that's okay. That's life. Okay, no one else is gonna save my life. Right? If I just sit here and diddle around, what am I gonna have? Nothing. Gotta do something. Right? Try and save my life.
When you down bad, you really find out who in your corner. See, everybody talk that lawyer shit. When it's time to be loyal, everybody disappear.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
If you've been sitting around waiting for somebody to discover you, to pick you, to save you, to rescue you, to give you your shot, it's not happening. Like, at some point, you got to wake up and realize when you're 18 and you're out of that house, you have to parent yourself. Your life is your responsibility.
I promise you guys, success is the loneliest road out there. It's you and your shadow at the end, because it's too fucking hard. People don't want to be around you because you cause them to have brainstorming of their failures and shortcomings and how they could have been like you, but they failed. And then if you're a nice guy, they hate you even more because you're successful and nice, and then they hate themselves for hating you. But they're just hating how they ran their life because they sold their soul early in life. Without pressure, there is no change. And if you contaminate yourself, that pressure will cause your worst fears to be not motivation and encouragement, but be the demise of what your efforts and potential could be.
You have to make that start. You have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to spend time with yourself. You have to be willing to start cutting things out of your nutritional program. Eat healthy. You know, get enough rest. Get enough sleep. All of these things come into play of finding your purpose. And it's almost sacrificing. You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that, and you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore.
Are you scared to be alone? That's where you grow. That's where you learn yourself. That's where you learn what you like and what you don't like. That's where you learn what you're made of. That's where you get to see, you know, what your character is in solitude. That's where the growth happens.
For me, the worst way in life, the biggest way in life to fail,
okay,
is to let motherfuckers know what you want to do.
Never let them know.
Never let them know. Yeah. So when I disappear, you know something's I'm doing something.
It's building up.
You know I'm doing something.
Yeah.
You're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
That's why I go to the gym, for the sense of pride and confidence to nourish the garden to make sure that soil always remains fertile. That's what my love is. The byproduct of that is a good looking, you know, healthy lifestyle, you know, someone's in shape and everything else. But that's not what my goal is. That's not my vision. That's not my motivation.
And he said, you cannot do this. But I got in my truck and I said to myself, but what if I could? What if I could pull off this miracle? How will I feel at the very end if I can defy all the odds?
Hate was coming my way. I've always said this. And I'm not wishing it. I just know reality of life. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to work hard. I don't care about the haters. I'm going to work harder. Which, if I work harder, it's going to be better results. Results give you motivation. Let's be honest.
Your goals literally keep you from sleeping, bro. Like, you'd be kind of scared to go to sleep because you want to keep doing more. Obviously, it's unhealthy, but... and it's going to blow over. Motivation sways, bro. One day you got it, one day you don't. That's where the discipline comes in, and that's where it allows you to be consistent.